Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
Third hour of the program coming your way. So I wanted to get into this $50 million Soros and a bunch of rich people, basically privately funding a lot of the research on this Trump-Russia thing. Okay, and then I've got an angle I wanted to run by you guys once we're done. Let's roll clip two.
Here on the stage of America, it looks like things are about to take a twist as we have had an ongoing investigation into this whole Russia thing. And then the constant talk of Russia, 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 this. Obviously, there are no angels, but there's been just an overkill of Russia talk for years now, it seems, constant. And when tied into the whole election, it has been seeded all throughout it. Now it seems that there is this mystery group of wealthy donors and the notorious George Soros, once again, that have come together with this $50 million pot for this private Trump-Russia investigation. And this has just been revealed by the House Intel Committee report. So they just released this report on Russian interference, and in a footnote, it states that there's an ongoing private investigation that is being funded with $50 million supplied by George Soros and a group of 7 to 10 wealthy donors from California to New York. So, with this information, they're saying it shows, with these memos published, that they're trying to work together with Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele, to drop the Steele Dozier, to continue the investigation into Donald Trump using this $50 million war chest that was just revealed by the House Intel Committee report. So the stage is set here for them to continue prying and bringing things up. It's not over by any means, especially if they have a whole private thing kicking off here.
I want to make mention of it. All right, let's stop there. And when I was watching this, and I've seen this article floating around all over the place about this $50 million, the shadowy group, and blah blah blah. And what came up in my craw, I guess you could say, is knowing about the plans from the past, the Amoros plans, the merging comfortably together the United States and the Soviet Union, which is now defunct, but now you have the Russian Federation. And then I had a listener was sending me this stuff about America and Eurasia and so forth and so on, or Russia. It's almost like, you know, Soros has willingly taken on the evil Emperor Palpatine role here. And the democratic leadership of basically running the reverse psyop on us that Russia's evil. All of a sudden, now that Obama's out of office, he got caught on the hot mic with Medvedev. Hey, I'll have much more flexibility after my election. I will tell Vladimir. And then all of a sudden, the Russia becomes the evil bad guy as soon as Trump comes in. Think about the head fake here of the basically setting up our own kind of left wing, our Marxist Democratic Party as the Russophobes, and then basically turning the alternative media and a large parts of conservative America as Russophiles almost. You see how that went? Remember in the 80s with Iron Maiden, The Trooper, and all the anti-communist stuff with Reagan, and you got to be old enough to remember this, but all the heavy metal and some of the skinhead music, and now they've actually did a reversal and turned the Democrats, who'd always been sucked up with the Soviet Union all these decades, now they've turned them against Russia on the surface, and then they've cozied up our alternative media and our patriot kind of community to be more comfortable with Russia. I just wanted to get that out there because, you know, it's crazy. Now, Ken, get the next clip ready, number three. And you're seeing this all over the place. The mass exodus that's going to happen from all of these basically blown out blue state areas, which have been financially completely mismanaged. Their budgets are all in the crapper. They're all in the red to where they're insolvent. And now they're talking about, because of lower taxes and stuff and all the rest of it, you're going to see this mass exodus out of California, New York, Jersey, and the rest of these places into basically red stateville. So let's roll. Yeah, Ken said pension's gone too, and that's a big part of it. Let's roll clip three.
Over the past decade, we have seen about 3.5 million Americans leaving high-tax states like California, New York, and many others, especially in the Northeast, for low-tax states, some of those being areas like Texas, Florida, Arizona, Tennessee, Kentucky. And earlier this week, the Wall Street Journal had put out this op-ed titled "So Long, California, Sayonara, New York." And in it, they were talking about the provisions within this brand new tax bill that could create a mass migration of roughly 800,000 people to millions of individuals fleeing their estates in California and New York for better days in low tax states, and especially in just the next few years. Now, obviously, to me, a lot hinges on the next election process and the hopes and aspirations and promises and all this other stuff and what they're going to have to fulfill and what will not, what they'll go back on, what will never happen. Well, at this point, they're saying that when it comes to capping the deduction for state and local taxes, SALT, to $10,000, this will accelerate the velocity of the migration of high-income earners from the Northeast and California regions to the areas like I described before, like Arizona, Nevada, Tennessee, Texas, Utah. So they're expecting to see a big shift in mass out of these areas. Now, I don't know if you guys have noticed or not, but if you look at the pricing on trying to get a U-Haul to leave an area like San Francisco. We were talking about it a couple weeks ago. It is ridiculous. Now, to get the U-Haul going in, going to, is super cheap. But believe it or not, going the other way, getting out of there, is like super expensive. So things to realize. They also say here that a high-income earner in Silicon Valley or Hollywood would see their effective income tax rate in California surge from 8.5% to 13%. This is why they're expecting to see an exodus. In New York City, they're saying that some of the highest income earners in NYC making $10 million or more, and you're talking some of the higher brackets, they could see a potential tax hike of 50%.
Oh.
That's on the state level, out of New York. Yeah. So
You can stop it. This is going to get ugly, folks. And then if you read down below on the comments, because see, this is what's so messed up. A lot of these people leave and blah, blah, blah. But a lot of them, they're willing to take their kind of commie Bernie level ideology with them. Jones talks about how screwball Austin is down there with a bunch of libtards that are ready to turn Austin into basically a mini, you know, New York City, to where the taxes, the zoning, all the weird trash that the left does. Ken says it's true. He's down there in Round Rock right now. So Mark Dice talks about the liberal pathogen. Well, it's this pathogen. It's like, it's insane. Gateway Pundit the other day had this article up about all these libtards on the Upper West Side in New York, all these white liberals that were freaking out because their commie lib superintendents of their school systems trying to increase and your lower income, you know, blacks and others to come into their districts, to diversify the Upper West Side schools, the middle schools and so forth. And it's just like, it's just the same thing as moving these people out of Chicago, New York, California, Jersey, into these areas to where basically the pathogen is going to basically destroy and move into a place that has a relatively healthier economy and so forth. It's the same thing with busing. And I know that people want to, you know, black inner city people want to get their kids out of their failing schools and blah, blah, blah. But there's a time where you got to take, you know, responsibility for your own community. And if your schools are failing in the inner cities because the teachers are a bunch of ass clowns in the inner cities, and they don't care about these kids, you know, look at places in any major city, like here in St. Louis, the school district, same way. You want to desegregate these schools and blah, blah, blah. So you want to get these kids out into the county. But who wants their county kids wrecked by the mentality of the inner city and the pathogen, the mental and basically behavioral pathogens that these kids are going to spread out there into these kids in the county? The kids in the county are already getting screwed up, hooked on heroin, all kinds of other garbage, all, you know, and now you want to force this crap. It's Sovietization is what it is. And Stalin did the same thing to people all over the Soviet Union, forced them to migrate all over the place, destroyed basically culture, nationalities, and to try to create the Soviet blob. And that's what they're doing to us here. All right. Just insane. But so you're going to see a bunch of people coming to try to basically communize. And then there's actually people, puppet masters in the Democratic Party, that love this, because then they can bring their voting patterns into places and basically try to basically turn places that are staunchly conservative at the state and local level, which that's a totally different kind of conservative than what we're talking up there in D.C. But trying to destroy these communities and the last vestiges of basically Americana. So let's see here. Let's talk about this Kanye West, Trump stuff. Get clip five ready. Ken, this is Face Like the Sun, kind of a Christian YouTuber, done some very good documentaries, Age of Deceit 1 and 2. I don't know if the third one's out yet. But this is where we go. Clip 7, right. Sorry, Ken. Clip 7, Face Like the Sun. Let's get that one. Let's go ahead and roll that one.
Hey, what's up, guys? Gons here for the Face Like the Sun channel. A lot of you guys are asking me about this dragon energy thing and just this overall sense of dragon right now. A lot of dragon talk. Maybe the dragon is coming down. Revelation 12:9, and the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. Interesting. And of course, Elon Musk tweets, oh, by the way, I'm building a cyborg dragon. What are you talking about, Elon Musk? I know he's joking or whatever, but here he is again. Another mention of dragon. Now, of course, you know, he has his rocket, the dragon, and all this stuff. I get it. And then you got Mike Cernovich really pumping that dragon energy. And, you know, I really can't see his tweets because he blocked me, which is understandable. But here's another story that just published today. Science News. Want to build a dragon? Science is here for you. Oh, thanks, science. However, bringing the ingredients together without harming the dragon could get explosive. And basically concludes with nature doesn't make fire-breathing animals. So, of course, the Satan angle is there, but there's also the China angle that I don't think we should ignore. And I think this gets into the massive economic changes that are taking place right now worldwide. Remember, 2018 is the year of the one world currency, and the cryptocurrency is here. The one world currency is here, guys, basically. And so tread with caution, but definitely think about how the dollar is going to go and where it's going and how the future of finance looks like. Obviously, you know, this has mark implications, mark of the beast implications. We know this, but we also have to be mindful of the fact that we are in this world, not of it. And so look, the all-seeing eye is on the back of your dollar bill. It has been what is leading to the Antichrist, Mark of the Beast, Image of the Beast the whole time. So this is no different. And unless you're in a situation where you are self-sufficient and living off the grid, because I see the stats, I see that most of you guys watching this are in the United States, okay? So you're in America, all right? Most likely watching this. If you're not, I mean, this still applies, but you're in America, which means that you are tied to the dollar. You know, if you have savings, it's probably in dollars. If you're smart, you probably have diversified already with precious metals, which is the most solid thing you can do, gold and silver. But you have to also think about cryptocurrencies. And it's not about the gains. It's not about like, oh, I want to get rich. No, it's just simply hedging against the changes of the economy and protecting yourself, being wise. Remember, be wise as serpents. Why did the Bible tell us to be wise as serpents? You know, it's not because we need to go hide in a cave. And of course, the passage also says, be as innocent as doves. And being innocent makes sense here because we're talking about handling your money, and money really does magnify the heart. And just to take it all the way with this passage, Matthew 10:16, Jesus is sending us as sheep.
So let's start it off with basically this dragon energy, and it has that was part of this tweet about Kanye West and Trump both having dragon energy. And you know, there's something interesting here with this whole phenomenon, which was just, you know, everybody went gaga, and the conservative kind of, you know, Alex Jones, Breitbart, Mark Dice, Paul Joseph Watson, this sector that, oh my God, see, Kanye West is red-pilled with the whole Candace Owens thing, who she was from a YouTube channel called Red Pill Black. And now she's one of the people at this Turning Point USA group, which is basically trying to basically deprogram blacks in the United States from Marxism, which they've been under the Marxist yoke for quite a few decades now. I see that as a positive. But the thing is, I don't want to see them get sucked into the neoconservative ideology either. I mean, you know, you I'll cover this when we get back, though. Incendiary Radio.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We are back. And, you know, I ran across a documentary over the weekend. Our Drugs War, Episode 2, The Life and Death of a Dealer, okay? And I watched it. It's like 46 minutes long. And it's the Queensbridge Estate. It's a housing project in Queens, New York. But it tracks a guy that was killed in 2009. A black guy, you know, dealer, been in and out of prison, jails his whole life. He's on parole. He got put in a halfway house by his basically case manager, kind of like your PO, I guess. And, you know, it shows the dire straits of life in you know, inner city New York, and you know, communism, the EBT card system, the projects, the HUD, housing urban development, this entire system, it's collapsed into basically a sick, basically managed anarchy. And you know, and this is reflective of all of our major cities. And I personally, you know, people are worried about this, you know, all these two-tiered criminal justice systems and everything else. Well, where we're at right now as a society, I have a very myopic and really a kind of a pessimistic outlook on a reorganization of society. Now, okay, decriminalization of drugs. I think it needs to happen. The cartels south of the border and all the murders down there, the gangs and the dealing here. You're never going to let people get onto legitimate. And look, I think that the people in this country have been dumbed down to the point where legitimate work for many of them, it's almost a pipe dream. If we cut off this profit motive of the drug trade, I mean, there's another thing though. You put it into what? Free enterprise hands, corporate hands, or crony capitalist hands. Then the street drugs are going to get spiked with the estrogen and everything. I mean, there's really no, you know, right answer to all this. But I have a very pessimistic view on where we're going. I think we're going to head into a bad situation, and it's going to get to the point where there's going to be a lot more no-go zones than we already have. The police are already backing out a lot of these places and a lot of these areas because of the whole racial Black Lives Matter type of mentality, to where now the cops are even backing off further. And so now you're going to descend into further warlordism and basically gang leaders becoming the lawgivers. I don't know where it's going to go from here. But if you really want to see a really dystopian vision of inner city like New York, Our Drugs War, Episode 2, The Life and Death of a Dealer, boy, that'll make you depressed as hell. So let's move on here. Let's see. We got about a minute left before the break. So, but anyway, Kanye West, Chance the Rapper, saying that all blacks don't have to be Democrats. Kanye West saying he loves the way Candace Owens thinks, and he's wearing his Make America Great hat. And then people are saying Kanye 2024. This guy could be doing a real head fake and seeing where jumping onto the other side of the spectrum can take him, because it's just maybe he's sick of the monolith of, you know, that's the surface story. He's sick of the monolith of basically where blacks are supposed to be ideologically. You just don't know with these people. Are they taking marching orders? Is this a real feeling that's inside of the person's head? You just don't know. It's what's really very crazy. So let's see. Sprint and T-Mobile. They're talking about a merger. I'm with Sprint right now, and if they merge with T-Mobile, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't like seeing this. So we'll see you guys out the other side of the break.
You You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Half hour of the program coming up. And go ahead and get clip four ready, Ken. This is disturbing. We've already known about the big water company, the big Nestle and others draining our aquifers, bottling the water and selling us back our own water. And so that's the the excesses of the corporatocracy. Okay, so just because I don't like socialism doesn't mean that I do like laissez-faire criminal capitalism either. There has to be a happy medium we need to strike to basically order society for, you know, and I don't even want to sound like a commie when I say basically for the greatest benefit to the most people. But that's what the commies always promise. And Sean wanted me to talk about that for a second, about communism, you know, and you're in talking about versus the commune type people. Well, you know, if you want to get together with five of your friends and have a commune, that's one thing. But if you have a government over a state and you want to implement the communist system, it's a pipe dream. You'll see anywhere where this system comes in, basically, it's a fleecing system of the common man, to where these people, they talk their flowery language. Everybody, you know, is going to get what they got coming, blah, blah, blah. And then there's bread lines. And then the Politburo members are rolling around in their Mercedes eating caviar, while the common people, you could be a highly skilled person like a doctor and you're not making squat like in the Soviet Union. And then you could be, you know, and then the problem is human nature to consolidate all the power in the hands of the government. Well, whoever's running the government is going to be tempted to dominate everything and everyone, and it's going to turn into a gulag state. Now, the Chinese have learned this, and then they have a crony kind of state capitalist system where they have their, and I've talked about Jack Ma and his mirror reflection here in the United States of Jeff Bezos, and how these guys are both fronts. Bezos getting all that CIA money, he buys the Washington Post, and so now he is a kind of a guy that's got his big company where it's just squeezing out all of the little guys, like kind of like Walmart did, a lot of the mom and pop shops. But Bezos is doing it on a nationwide scale, and even going worldwide with it. But he's also in bed with the deep state, doing the Mockingbird propaganda piece stuff. And so you see this Jack Ma guy, his reflection in China, kind of a similar thing. The United States is supposedly some free market system, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? The free market's been whittled away and destroyed to where now you, like I was saying, Sprint and T-Mobile now are going to get together. And so look what happened to all of our media companies. The consolidation gets more and more to where eventually it's going to be Burger King, McDonald's. Everybody else gets squeezed out. Sprint and T-Mobile versus, what, AT&T and Verizon. Now you're going to have basically a triumvirate. You know, you got the smaller ones like Boost Mobile and Virgin and a couple other ones, but I mean, it's like, this is getting kind of crazy to where now we're starting to reflect the communist kind of almost corporate fascist hybrid of China. It's like this world's going to merge into this one system where everybody's countries are going to look less and less different from each other. And this is why you see the Eastern European holdouts, Hungary and so forth. They're getting squeezed. Poland is getting squeezed. Now you're going to become part of the EU Borg. You got to take in all these migrants. If you don't, we're going to crush your economies and blah, blah. And look, I personally want to see the EU, this dirty Zio-Vatican EU, I want to see it break apart. I want to, you know, and look, it's dangerous to have nation states. Sure, you're going to have fights from time to time. But I want to see the decentralization of governments. And look, there's parts of the United States that need more government than others, all right? Our war zones are places where the murder rate's off the charts. You need more government there. These people have a less of the ability to self-govern than other places. Okay. And we have, you know, everybody whines about, well, they're treating me different over here than people out in the suburbs are getting treated. Well, look at the street crime rate. Now, look, the crime rate up on Wall Street, that has to be addressed just like our street crime rates, but they're different and they're going to take different mechanisms to deal with it. But let's talk about Foxconn in Lake Michigan. Ken, roll clip 4.
We have individuals around the Great Lakes up in arms now as they are learning that Taiwan tech giant Foxconn has now got the green light to drain Lake Michigan of around 2.7 million gallons of water a day. Well, now they're saying 7 million gallons of water a day. I guess they plan to treat this after they use it and dump it back in to Lake Michigan. These Great Lakes have been reserved as drinking water all the way around, and we made a pact with Canada, and really it was a global pact when it came to the freshwater basins of the Great Lakes on what would be done with them. Now, the opening up of letting companies use this water and then dump back into it opens the door for others to start to want to do the same. They've stopped this for the longest time, but for some reason, all of a sudden, this Taiwan company gets access over everyone that wanted it before. Wonder why that could be. How important is Taiwan right now? Well, how important is our drinking water coming out of the Great Lakes? Well, regardless of whether people like it or not at this point, they've got the green light and they're making this move. I want to make people aware. The only way that these things get stopped is if people voice their opinions. You can see right here, it's Mount Pleasant. I'm going to back out some.
You can stop it there. Foxconn, they're notorious for the suicide nets in China. Okay, so Taiwan and China and Foxconn, Apple, you know, Apple giving the keys to the cloud to the Chinese communist government. This is what's so sick is all of our corporations got kind of pushed to move to China by our overlords, the Zio bankers, and then so all of our corporations are selling us the products back here, same prices, almost, well, probably cheaper than if they were produced here, and a decent amount cheaper. But the profits that the corporations make by grinding up these Chinese in the gulag kind of system, you know, these people jumping out of the Foxconn factories because they're just driving a berserk to do all this, you know, 12, 14-hour days or whatever they're working over there. And now they're going to be dealing with creating these flat-screen TVs, so forth and so on, and they need all this water. I think greed, the rapacious nature, no matter what the governmental system is, you know, the communism, capitalism, communitarianism, we've heard Lark, you know, talk about this merger between the two systems, and this is the synthesis, really the hybrid kind of management system, neo-feudalism, whatever you want to call this thing. The people, you know, and then you got this projected mass drop in our population from whatever they've got coming down the pike at us, whether it's a bioweapon, a war, some, you know, who knows, just outright kill us with you know, the slow kill turned into a fast kill. I don't know. Let's see here. I wanted to get this in. Clip 23, Ken. Bill Gates. You'll see the number 33 pop up in the Bill Gates' latest doom porn, why everybody needs to be vaccinated, so forth and so on. Let's roll clip 23.
Okay, this article is from the Washington Post. It says Bill Gates calls on the U.S. to lead fight against a pandemic that could kill 33 million. This is posted on April the 27th. And here's a little simulation of how this would grow in approximately 6 months. They're stating that it could be 33 million people. Bill Gates says the U.S. government is falling short in preparing the nation and the world for the significant probability of a large and lethal modern-day pandemic occurring in our lifetimes. In his most recent meeting last month, Gates said he laid out the increasing risk of bioterrorism attack and stressed the importance of U.S. funding for advanced research on new therapeutics, including a universal flu vaccine which would protect against all or most strains of the influenza. Now, we know that recently there was a man by the name of Timothy Cunningham who was found in the river. And we know that he had some information, and I don't know if this is related, but I just find this pretty interesting how a man with the CDC comes up missing and all of a sudden he has some information. And now here we are with this universal flu vaccine that they are trying to heavily push.
All right, you can stop it there. Universal flu vaccine. I wonder what the hell's in that. What kind of fibers, self-assembling nanobots, what kind of metals, estrogen, who knows? I mean, I don't know what to think anymore. I was reading this. You know, the whole Russian collusion thing, right? And this is an editor's note and beginning of an article. But think about this. Why are U.S. security organizations viewing and harassing alternative media that reports from foreign press what is censored in our own when they can't seem to find the resources to bust one Israeli espionage operation here decade after decade? Why is it that our mainstream media never questions this stand down? And the same goes for congressional investigations, despite Israeli espionage on Capitol Hill always having been a top priority for the Zionist regime. Why do American taxpayers literally fund the cost of all Israeli espionage here via the 10-year-at-a-time aid budget that we are currently giving Israel, money that we have to borrow and encumber our children with? You know, and you'll never hear the Republicans say anything about this. Now, some of the Democrats are actually coming more face to face with this phenomenon than anybody, and so that's a weird, that's a weird one here. Now, they're the same ones that are whining about Russia colluding with the Trumps and messing with our elections, when basically these people, through fighting against just having picture ID to vote to prove who you are, the same people that have just the most vehement hatred against our election system, to where they don't even want people to have to identify themselves to vote. And these are the people with all the dead people voting, bussing the bums around to vote 5 or 10 times, all the the various skullduggery in elections in all of our big cities. These are the people that are worried about the Russians tampering with our democracy. I mean, it's just insanity. Ken, let's do this one. Clip 10, let's get this one ready. And I just saw this earlier. So we know that Princess William and Kate Middleton have had a third child, and they've named him Louis or Lewis. Okay? Now, the dress that she had on resembles another dress that a young lady named Mia Farrow, I mean, it's almost perfectly the same dress. Let's listen to clip 10.
Woke up when I made the video about Kate Middleton wearing Rosemary's Baby's outfit dress when they revealed Prince Louis, her and her husband Prince William. And the first thing is, we know that in photo shoots, and this could be for celebrities, but even more so for the royal family, their outfits are excruciatingly thought about and handpicked, right? So if you're going to do a photo shoot, right, if you're a normal person and you're going to a photographer, think about the amount of effort you'd put into picking the right outfit, right? Or most people would. And then if you are a politician or a celebrity, you have handlers, managers, all these things. And the royal family, it reflects on them. And so you have this huge moment. It's going to be covered. This is one of the biggest moments. So anytime that Kate Middleton goes out, right, anytime that she goes out and is going to wear any kind of outfit, just like with Princess Diana or the Queen or anybody, it's going to be covered. So anytime she's out in public and there's photographers, they go through her outfit. But this is a huge event. This is a cataclysmic event, you know, in the royal family as they are introducing the potential heir to the throne, the future King of England, right? Huge day. So this is her outfit even more so. She just didn't, you know, run into her closet and pick Rosemary's dress by accident. This was completely thought through in an excruciating fashion. And they somehow, because the internet was able to find this in a short period of time, that her dress, and it's an odd dress too, given the time frame, right, is a replica from the dress worn by Rosemary and Rosemary's Baby, and she gave birth to the Antichrist. And, of course, we know Roman Polanski is a convicted pedophile and has multiple devil-worshipping satanic movies to his credit. And Mia Farrow was married to Woody Allen, who is probably a pedophile, you know, that has been accused of this stuff. And I've covered him in so many videos. And I've covered Woody and the Queen being some untouchable people in this. And I made a video about Subway Jared and how they got Subway Jared, but the Queen, Woody Allen, and Bill Cosby remained free, I think was the title. This is from like 2 years ago, but Bill Cosby, all of a sudden, you know, and so here it is. And so you have this prince who now has this association based on this outfit that was thoroughly vetted by the people that do these sorts of things, because this is a big deal, right?
Okay, you
a
can huge stop event. It there. You know, very fascinating that these people are sharp, man. They picked this out. I saw the footage of Kate Middleton coming out with Prince William and with the new baby and everything. And somebody noticed that was Mia Farrow's dress from Rosemary's Baby. I mean, just think about that. Is there any coincidence here? And then there's that whole, there's that whole line from Ring of Power and Ring of Power 2, the Evil King Zion, those documentaries. I talked about those a long time ago, about basically people. There's a whole swath of these researchers that think that Prince William's the Antichrist, and so forth and so on. You know, him having his little pilot outfit on with the horns, and him with the picture where he's holding that lamb with the hoof, or was it a baby goat? I don't remember, but all kinds of people, you know, been looking at Prince William and so forth and so on. And so, I don't know. It's an interesting, and I've researched into that for a while, and it's interesting. I got a few minutes left, and you remember that doctor with the female that I played. It was on Richie from Boston's channel. And but talking about chemtrail lung. Well, now there's this massive controversy between another guy, Enter the Stars, who I use some of his stuff from time to time, and whether this guy's a legitimate doctor. And I was going to get into some of those clips, but I just didn't have the time, and I didn't want to get into it. It's kind of petty. I'm just going to cover this. Jeff Sessions, some folks from Congress are asking Jeff Sessions whether he was in the know about the raid on Michael Cohen's offices and so forth, Trump's lawyer, because of him being a sitting president of the United States, the attorney-client privilege, executive privilege, and then Mueller, the 9/11 cover-up conspirator, took over the FBI right before the 9/11 false flag operation. Robert Mueller basically sicked the New York prosecutor's office onto Michael Cohen, and so there looks like there could be some serious conflict of interest there, going outside the scope of his where he's supposed to go with this investigation. Quite fascinating. I don't know. But I want to finish with this. Ken, get clip 20 going. And this guy, he's in California, a legal immigrant. And let's finish the show with clip 20, since we've had the caravan.
Gentlemen, my name is Gerald Thomas, and we really appreciate you guys hearing us on this matter on illegal immigration, and that's exactly what it is. It's called illegal immigration, and it's called that for a reason. And you know what? I'm sorry. If you don't like the way a law sounds, you know, you don't get to change the name of it just to suit your feelings, okay? You can't just take an illegal immigrant and call him an undocumented worker. Okay, if you're going to do that, how about let's take a bank robber and call him making an undocumented withdrawal? Okay? Or how about a burglar? Let's just call a burglar an undocumented guest.
That's it.
You know? Or hey, better yet, how about a rapist? Let's just take a rapist and call that an undocumented boyfriend. You see how ridiculous that sounds? Well, that's how we feel about illegal immigration. That's how we feel about calling it undocumented workers. Okay, yeah, like that gentleman said, you know, the 14th Amendment, how does it cover illegal immigrants? You know, what if I wanted to get one of your guys' address and go over to your house and plant myself in your living room and eat out of your fridge, and then, hey, I'm just playing the 14th Amendment. Well, that's how we think about our country. Okay, that's what's happening to our country right now. People are coming in here, okay, They're not welcome guests. Okay, if they became legal, then they would be welcome. You know how I know? Because I did. I came over here legal. I became documented. Okay, I have a naturalization certificate.
Now, the understanding of the 14th Amendment by this gentleman, as far as the RBN audience, we know that the 14th Amendment basically created another form of citizenship for everybody, and put us on the federal plantation. But I just, I liked what he was saying about, you know, I'm an undocumented visitor to your house when I'm a burglar, because these people want to play with the meanings of words to where it's becoming just so silly that they almost want to cause a snap. And that's the problem. They want this snap to happen. And, it's going to get ugly, and it's already ugly in many parts of our country. Hope you enjoyed the show, folks. Takes a lot to put one of these together. I'll see you guys on the other side. Maybe next week. We'll see. Incendiary Radio. Keep listening to RBN, folks. See y'all. It's a full-time occupation. It's full-time. It's full-time.
talk to.